I've been highlighting this for a very long time now, Michaela. As this crisis deepens, we have to face it. It is a humanitarian crisis. There's very little supports in place for people struggling with their mental health. I don't mind putting it out there that I struggled myself when I initially had my house diagnosed. But families are under severe pressure to find somewhere to live, finance their rebuilds, and the pressure is just mounting and mounting and mounting, and very, very little help support coming through, you know. So that's why I'm calling on the Minister of Health to come up here, talk to the people herself, but more importantly, get supports in place for these people. We also saw the Ulster University's results from their research, and I think those results were extremely worrying, though I would say not surprising. You know, I've been speaking to people on a regular basis who just are not coping with this. They want to keep their family safe and they feel they're failing to do that. So we need to get the minister up here to speak to people to realise the enormity of this humanitarian crisis unfolding.
And you said this isn't the first time you've raised this. Has there been any movement at all?
Nothing. I've written to every minister, actually, just not the health minister, highlighting this humanitarian crisis here. We can't get even the housing minister down here to speak to us. You know, this is the biggest crisis in Europe for housing, and yet the housing minister has not ventured near us, has not even corresponded with us. So what does that tell you about how he wants to help the people in Donegal that are suffering here by not making any appearance here or reaching out to see what solutions can be found to help these people?